Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be real, who here hasn't battled with that inner critic? You know the one, whispering doubts in your ear, making you question every decision. We all have moments where we feel like we're not enough, right? But what if I told you there's a powerful way to silence that noise and build unshakable confidence? That's exactly what we're diving into today's Stoicism and overcoming those pesky self-doubt demons. This ancient philosophy isn't just about wearing a toga and staring intently at marble statues. It's about finding inner strength, clarity, and resilience in the face of life's challenges, including that relentless negative self-talk. And trust me, these techniques are as relevant today as they were centuries ago. We're talking practical strategies you can use to feel more empowered, make better decisions, and live a more fulfilling life. Ready to ditch the self-doubt and level up? Let's go. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help us conquer those negative thought patterns. 1. Recognize your thoughts aren't facts. This is a game changer. Often, we get caught up in our thoughts, believing them to be absolute truths. But remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they're not necessarily reality. Think of it like this. You wouldn't believe everything you read on social media, right? Well, treat your own thoughts with the same level of skepticism. Ever felt like a complete failure because you didn't nail a presentation? Your thoughts might be screaming, I'm terrible. But is that really true? Or are you just focusing on one isolated event? 2. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes taking responsibility for our actions and reactions, not getting caught up in things outside of our sphere of influence. So, if you find yourself spiraling into negative self-talk, ask yourself, what can I actually do to change this situation? Maybe it's practicing a new skill, seeking support from friends, or simply reframing your perspective. 3. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is like a superpower against negativity. When we focus on what we're thankful for, we shift our attention away from self-doubt and cultivate a more positive outlook. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, a sunny day, a delicious meal, or support a friend. These little moments add up to a bigger picture of gratitude. 4. Visualize success. This one might sound cheesy, but visualization is a powerful tool. Imagine yourself confidently tackling challenges, overcoming obstacles, and achieving your goals. By mentally rehearsing success, you prime your brain for positive outcomes and build belief in your own abilities. 5. Remember, setbacks are opportunities for growth. Ever had a major fail that left you feeling crushed? Think of it as a learning experience. Stoicism teaches us to view challenges not as defeats, but as chances to learn, adapt, and become stronger. Analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and use those insights to bounce back even more resiliently. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, an aspiring entrepreneur who constantly battles self-doubt. She has this brilliant business idea, but the fear of failure keeps her stuck. She hears that inner voice whispering, "What if it doesn't work? What if people laugh at you? You're not good enough." But Sarah decides to channel some stoic wisdom. She starts by acknowledging those negative thoughts. She knows they are just thoughts, not facts. Then, she focuses on what she can control. Her actions and effort. She dedicates time to researching, networking, and developing her business plan. She practices gratitude for the opportunities she has and visualizes herself successfully launching her company. When setbacks inevitably occur, Sarah views them as valuable lessons. She learns from her mistakes, adjusts her approach, and keeps moving forward. Over time, Sarah transforms from a self-doubting individual to a confident entrepreneur who embraces challenges and thrives on overcoming obstacles. So there you have it, the power of Stoicism to silence those inner critics and build unshakable confidence. Remember, it's not about pretending you never doubt yourself, it's about developing strategies to manage those thoughts and cultivate a more positive, resilient mindset. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. And as always, keep practicing those Stoic principles one step at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep building that unshakable state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.